USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal officers are pulling out of Seattle following pressure from local leaders. Governor Jay Inslee announcing yesterday the tactical team of Customs and Border Protection agents who'd flown in last week have now left the city. But in Portland, Oregon, protests continue, and federal agents are still on those streets, with Mayor Ted Wheeler saying citizens can expect an announcement soon regarding their presence. But President Trump told reporters this morning that Wheeler and other city officials have more to do when it comes to reining in violence there.
If they don't secure their city soon, we have no choice. We're going to have to go in and clean it out. We'll do it very easily.
President Trump also said he'd be very angry if reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. troops in Afghanistan were true, but he also, during an earlier interview, said he never brought it up during a recent phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The body of civil rights icon John Lewis returning to Georgia today. The late congressman lying in state at the Georgia State Capitol in Atlanta after 2 days at the U.S. Capitol. A private funeral service will be conducted at Atlanta's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church tomorrow morning. Florida may have to brace for a tropical storm this upcoming weekend. According to the National Hurricane Center, the storm is located about 350 miles southeast, I should say, of San Juan, Puerto Rico. Moving to the west-northwest, it could become Tropical Storm Isaias by the end of the day. Joe Biden says he'll announce his choice for vice president next week. The Democratic presidential candidate spoke at a campaign event in his home state of Delaware yesterday, and he said he will make his running mate public in the first week of August. He's already committed to choosing a woman to be vice president. A freight train derailment in the Phoenix suburb of Tempe has led to a fire and partial bridge collapse. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The latest on the mystery concerning packets of seeds turning up in people's mailboxes nationwide in recent days. The Utah Department of Agriculture and Foods says the number of people in that state getting those unordered seed packages from somewhere outside the U.S. is still growing. The agency's Robert Haugard saying that more than 125 reports of such seed deliveries in that state have been reported so far.
We received packets from Malaysia, from Kazakhstan, and from Uzbekistan, but a majority of those have been from China.
If you receive any of those seed packets, officials say you should definitely not be planting them, as it's not clear what they are, but they could be a case of bioterrorism. The coronavirus pandemic that forced the closure of auto factories across the U.S. and around the world led to a second quarter loss for General Motors. The company announcing it took a loss of $806 million after factories were forced to close between March 18th and May 18th. The results were actually, though, better than investors had expected, as revenue compared to the same period last year was cut in half. Two schoolgirls in India say they've identified an asteroid that's headed towards Earth, and NASA has confirmed it now. The two 10th graders discovered the asteroid while working on a school project. It's currently close to Mars, but in a million years, its orbit could change, moving it closer to Earth. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.